Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Good Sunday morning. It is 7:22. I'm Scott Jagow. Glad to be joined now by John Hancock and Michael Kelly, our KMOX analysts, to talk some politics. Man, what a week it's been. I can't even remember the days. They all blur together from the last month or so. Michael, I guess I'll start with you. I think it was last Sunday we were talking about how, even though a lot of Democrats wanted Biden not to run again for president, there wasn't a lot of support for Kamala Harris. All of a sudden, there's a lot of support for Kamala Harris. So what happened?
Well, something fresh has come into the race. And, Democrats have had an enthusiasm gap following the previous election because I think there was just an exhaustion of what Donald Trump meant. And then suddenly we had stability come back, et cetera. But we all watched the president age, and we watched his faculties diminish over the last several years. And so when Kamala Harris was chosen, anointed, selected, however you want to look at it, to be the Democratic nominee, she brought a fresh face. She brought a female perspective. She brought that of a person of color, as well as being a vice president who is young enough to go and take the argument against the oldest candidate to ever run for president of the United States.
I'm going to do a follow-up here because whenever an interim coach comes in sports, there's a pickup, and it doesn't last that long. So how long is the glow going to stay on Kamala Harris?
Well, that's a great question, and I think that will be the challenge that the Harris campaign faces over the next several months. There's no doubt about it. They surged. We're running on a sugar high, if you will, as Democrats. But Kamala Harris has also touched some new energy that did not exist prior to President Biden getting out of the race. So, look, it's definitely likely going to fade. But I think that she has brought new voters and excitement to the race that will help sustain her to the upcoming election. And the most important thing we saw, Scott, is a lot of the battleground polling where the President Biden was getting clobbered, we're now back into a position where Democrats are either tied or in a lot of cases winning, while President Trump is continuing to try to expand the map. It will be interesting to see how that plays out, but we seem to have a level set and the Democrats seem to be back where conventional wisdom tells us it would be, which is going to be a very, very close race.
John Hancock, if you're consulting the GOP on this, what should Trump be most concerned about with this new candidate?
Well, the race is, as Michael correctly points out, the race has been recalibrated to essentially a draw. That's where it should have been, because that's where the country is. And Biden was such a weak option for voters that Trump had surged ahead. So now you've got this reset in the race, and Harris is going to have a honeymoon through her convention, and then post Labor Day, we'll see what happens. In terms of what I would advise Republicans, which I'm sure would not be heated, but I would advise Republicans to focus on the substance of policy and draw distinctions between the Democratic Party and their solutions on things like immigration, and in contrast with the plans that Republicans have. And I think if the campaign is fought over policy, I think that's a benefit to Republicans. 70-some percent of the country think the country's on the wrong track. Typically, that kind of polling is very good news for the party that's outside of power, and Republicans should capitalize on that. I think if they persist in trying to personalize this against Kamala Harris, I don't think that strategy is going to play well over the long haul. I suspect at the end of the campaign, the decision is going to be made based on which campaign screws up the most. And I think both are going to have mistakes and fumbles and so forth. And the campaign that makes the biggest error is the one that's likely to lose.
Yeah, I think the way you put it the other day was someone is going to lose this presidency, which is a true fact. Who do you think is going to be the vice presidential candidate for Kamala Harris? Michael, you can start.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think he's likely to look a lot like me. I think he's going to be a white person from a state that can mail, that can help deliver some votes. Governor Shapiro of Pennsylvania is awfully attractive. There's no pathway to the White House for the Democrats without winning Pennsylvania. You also have Mark Kelly, the former astronaut, being considered. And then I'm going to throw in a dark horse, which is Pete Buttigieg, because I think Pete Buttigieg may be the most articulate and qualified person the Democrats have to help through the prosecution of Donald Trump. And so those are the three folks that I have my eyes on. And if I were betting the house, I'd put it on Shapiro.
All right. John, do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I think Shapiro makes the most sense. Governor of Pennsylvania, fairly popular there. I don't think Buttigieg makes a lot of sense because, you know, his constituent, he doesn't bring a state. Very strongly supported by the Democratic base. He has a particular appeal to the LGBT community, but they've already got those votes. So I suspect that Shapiro will be the choice unless they are afraid of the fact that he's too moderate, too pro-Israel, in which case then I think they look at Mark Kelly or maybe Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota.
Well, it's going to be an interesting few weeks coming up. Gentlemen, thank you for your thoughts as always. John Hancock and Michael Kelly.
See you, Scott.
All right. It is 7:28, and this is Total Information AM Sunday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.